Shalom, chaverim yikarim, et ha'achana.
Hello, dear friends. The preparation was by the friends from Africa. Please.
Africa. Ken, ken.
Africa, go.
Bonjour. Bonjour, le cli mondial. Bonjour, mes meilleurs amis de tout le temps. Je suis Adonai Claude Digo du groupe.
Hello, World Flea. Hello, my best friends of all times. My name is Adonai Claude. I'm from the BB Togo group. And I'm delighted to introduce the here before the Kli, before your greatness, your wholeness, perfection. This environment is wonderful, and the light allows you to rise even higher above reason until eternal adhesion with the Creator. My admiration for the French group and the English-speaking group in Africa. We all belong to one unity, one adhesion. I'm grateful to the Francophone group. I encourage them to join this unity in order to reach general unity, general assembly of connection of all the groups of Africa. L'chaim, friends, l'chaim, Bibi.
Read a source excerpt from Rabash. Everyone must see himself as the smallest among the students, and yet how can one see oneself as the smallest of the students? Here, only above reason is pertinent. This is called make for yourself a Rav, meaning that each of them is considered a Rav compared to him, and he is regarded as merely a student. This is a great exertion, since there is a rule that the other's deficiencies are always visible while his own faults are always hidden. And yet he must regard the other as being virtuous, and that it is worthwhile for him to accept what he says or does, to learn from the other's actions.
Excerpts from the lessons of Rabash. I said, make yourself a Rav, buy yourself a friend. A Rav is called the Creator. Kingdom of Heaven needs do. Why? Because he is great and ruling what is doing, even though he doesn't want it. Why do you force him? I heard it's good for me. Therefore, even though you don't want, you can't. You can make an action. There's a coercion in the action, Rabash. Since to the extent that you can appreciate, make yourself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven that he takes upon himself in coercion and the body does not want it, to that extent, buy yourself a friend. What is buy? That which you buy, you give to the other, your possessions you give to the other, and by that you buy a new thing that you want. What do you want later? To have adhesion in the Creator, connection with Him. To connect with Him, you need to be in order to bestow, to make concessions. Why should I make concessions? Because there's importance in make yourself a Rav. To that extent, you can reach, buy yourself a friend. And you see, when there is no importance in it, then necessarily you can make any concessions. That's why I said back then that there's no one in the world that can say that I have no strength and I can't work in Torah and mitzvot, commandments. Can it be? There's a great force and there's another force, allegory. A person who goes to bed at 11 p.m. They come to him at 3 a.m. and he's tired, he feels a little sick. Will he get up? Why? Why should he make concessions? Rav, a great concession, Rabash, why? The Torah is not important for him, for which he would need to wake up. If he knew that he would acquire the Holy Spirit, it would have been worthwhile. But like that, today, like yesterday, why? What for? It's not worthwhile to get up. Listen, don't answer, just listen. Same thing. There was one man, he went to bed at 12 a.m., midnight. He's sick, he's got fever. Listen well, listen carefully. They wake him up at 1 a.m. They said, get up. He said, what? There's a fire in the house. It's about to enter your room. Let me go, I'm sick, I have fever. Is that what he's going to say? Why? In order to acquire something important called life. Then he's got energy and strength for work. There's no excuses, fever or anything. If we would feel that this is our life and the length of our days, that by that we can acquire life, no person in the world would say he has no strength for it. Only the life here you should make. Only this is what we're lacking. So our work is to pray for that, which is called to raise divinity from the dust in the Zohar. Importance, Rav says. Rabash, only this we lack. You understand? Did you hear it? Rav, yes, now I remember. Rabash, oh, now you hear it. Rav, yes.
Creator, we have our eyes and hearts riveted on you for help and strengthening of our mutual integration with each other and you here and now. Help the friends overcome whatever stands in the way of connection as one man with one heart. Support us now in creating this common outcry to you. Help us now formulate the right feeling and emotions in our hearts to get through to you. Help us now. We are ready to help you reveal yourself to all beings. Thank you, Creator, for all that you have bestowed to us. Help us with strong forces so we can return this bestowal back to you. Through us as a unified one soul, your creation. You are one, we are one with you. Amen. L'chaim. Silent workshop. Let us enter the lesson with the constant intention of a common outcry to the Creator for His qualities to be revealed amongst us.